Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of ten doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in an upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Okay,
well, go people, go, come on,
and welcome back. I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret. Somebody else introduce themselves, I'm alone here.
We have Frag the Producer here.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't go, no, I'm just kidding. Former Silver, now as Melanie. Okay, Sai, your turn.
Alright, hey there. I'm Sai, Sai the Charmander, or Sai the Char, or whatever you want to call me. Hey!
I am Tetsun the Dragalupin.
And I'm Zephyr.
And
so nice of you to drop by. Won't you have a seat? We've only just begun.
It's been a while. Some updates here. I am now staying with the mighty Dragalupin. He's taken on the title of Mighty now, apparently.
And
yes.
Yeah, there's some situations I prefer not to go into unless you really want to know.
And also, the reason why our podcast has been gone for a while is because we all died and we suddenly got revived by somebody, so.
It's the song?
Yes, we had to do our quests through hell.
No, it's the zombie ant cancer.
No.
Mommy!
What really happened was we got back attacked by Scarmalone.
Scarmalone!
So we all had to use Phoenix Downs.
Stop playing with the incense.
Okay. So, let's see. First topic.
We don't really have a topic. We're just, since it's our first day back, we're just gonna wing it.
Well, not really. We do have a...
Well, we have a list, but it's not really that specific.
Basically, we reset this whole game, so now we have no experience. We're starting from the beginning. We're all level ones at this now, so...
We're not going into the condom joke, thank you.
No,
you like to be a mage, a fighter?
Temperature rating.
I'll be the useless character that always dies.
Let's start off with Sai Slapword of the Week, since we haven't done it for so long, and we actually have Sai here to do it this time.
Yes.
Hi.
All right. So,
wow, it has been a long time. Wow, I think I've only been in, what, 2 of the 9 old podcasts? Oh, wow. Anyways, hi. Word. Think of word.
I think
this slap word is, thank you. Thank you.
And so, there you have it.
Yeah,
I want your stories from people actually slapping people for saying it this time. Words are completely obvious. If no one slaps anybody, I'm going to be sad.
So go to McDonald's and then say like, are you going to say it to me? It's like, what? Say the magic word. And they say it and you just slap them.
that's gonna suck when we go for our nightly McDonald's runs.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Y'all don't get back till late.
It could just be a friendly slap.
Well, it's
just a pat on the back. Thank you.
Hand me your hand, Shannon.
Okay, should we tell the story? Because it's kind of at a random point right now.
Well, we're just kind of doing this at random anyway, so,
so
let's go for it.
Okay, so this is in relation with Sai's slap word of the week. In relation because of future tense. But at one point, since Dre moved in, we have... no, we have not forward. Sorry. I'm mad.
Yeah, he didn't introduce himself, darn you people.
Yeah, y'all, skipped him.
I was waiting for him. God, you're so mean.
There was a topic.
Sorry. Yeah, we also have another member who, unfortunately, has not been able to make it for other podcasts, but now is here.
I thought Forward was already introduced. I am so sorry.
Is his microphone working?
That's what you all get for jumping the gun. You jump the gun, you're bound to get shot.
Sorry.
Is Forward?
Yeah, he's there. Say hello, Forward.
Hello, all. I'm Forward. And yes, I got the gift. No one ever noticed. That's bad.
I noticed you lied.
I noticed, but this I thing is so random that it's just that everyone's like, oh yeah, we're just gonna, like, we're all novice at this again. This has been so long.
That's what we get for taking a 6-month break.
It has been a long time.
It wasn't even a break, really. It was like we just went comatose.
We just stopped for no apparent reason. We're sorry.
We went comatose.
Apologies. We're sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, we are sorry, dude. We are.
I aged about 5 years within this amount of time. I'm just kidding.
That'd be like aging a year every month.
Mm-hmm.
That would suck.
I think it's actually been more than like 5 months.
Fuck!
Do
we really need to figure this out?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
No. Well, Trent's gonna do it anyway. Regardless of what anybody else says.
August 26th. So...
The last one was in August.
The last one is on August 26th, and it is now
February
11th. So we are 15 days short of 6 months.
Wow.
The top of your head, really?
We should have a celebration.
Wow.
Leave me alone.
Rave.
6 months of goodness.
Yeah.
So let's do an update. What have we all been up to for these past 6 months of, like, blackout? Living with you.
Yeah.
That's about it. For me.
Worst thing that's ever happened to me. I'm just kidding.
Should we tell them about the Shannon incident anyways?
Everybody finish what...
Sorry, I'll shut up.
Yeah. Poke. Anyway, so... anybody else have any interesting things?
Drawing, animating, drawing.
Cool.
Pretty much. Well, just starting anime, never good at it yet, but... Yeah, not much.
I got a new job, and that's about it. I can finally
myself. Oh, sweet. Oh! I'm done college!
Oh!
I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I'm done college. Yes, so now that I'm done that, as people obviously probably know already, I am doing requests now that I have free time.
Too much free time.
Do it.
Yeah, I do, let's do it. I'm sorry.
He's very good.
Okay, is my presence becoming a hamper on your personality?
I'm sorry.
Stop saying sorry! Okay. Next up on this.
Oh, dude, that was good.
Thank you.
Not from any of the guys, that's from a chick, too.
Yeah. I don't know if I could play Beavis. That was weird. So weird.
Yeah. Since Trent decided to bring it up, unless anybody else has got another story they want to tell, what have they been doing with their lives?
I've been drawing, and drawing. That's about it.
Don't forget about your comic.
My comic? Oh, my comic. Yeah, I'm doing a comic. If anyone is a Homestar Runner fan, I'm doing a comic of it. Okay.
Wait, you're doing a comic for Homestar Runner?
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
She's
Hyper. Sorry.
Guys, I did not know that.
So,
no one tells me anything.
Frank says that he's been doing Borderlands, Mass Effect, and he modded his Wii.
I was just okay.
I've
been playing Borderlands too.
Awesome. Mass Effect. What?
Yeah, as Frank said, the Borderlands and that Mass Effect.
About comics, apparently my friend's gonna make a new server in the internet, and he's gonna let me make my own webcomic over there.
Oh, it's gonna be a new internet?
Not a new internet, it's a new server. He's gonna play a server and stuff. I don't know, I don't get the small details.
A new internet, that'd be really interesting.
A new internet called Further
Internet 2.0.
A new internet.
The internet really is just a connection of connections.
It's a web of lies.
Do a new version of it.
How can we be any more connected through the web than we are now?
I don't know!
little helmets that connect to the internet. With this little cyber
virtual
world.
Life?
So, apparently.
Yeah, it's like a real second.
You can appear and, in my room and in a hologram. That'd be awesome.
Yes, we'll jack, as Frank said, we will jack the Ethernet cable into our brains.
Ouch, that hurt.
And then we got, like... Yeah, Fred's giggling because we watched the Mad TV version of the iPad.
Oh, God. That was the worst iPad joke ever. Oh, God.
Funny enough, that was before the iPad.
I saw the Mad TV version of the iPad first, and then my friend told me about iPads. He didn't buy one. And I was like, you don't need an iPad. You're a guy. And I noticed he was talking about something else.
But, yeah.
And they're like $400. I'm actually considering getting one.
So,
that'd be cool.
Like Mac that much. It's a personal decision, like being a meatitarian or a vegetarian. Why are you giving me a dirty look?
I'm not. I'm looking there. I'm not looking at you. This is gonna be fun.
Ow.
Oh, yes, it will.
Greg says, let's get back on the topic, guys.
Yeah, let's get back. What was the topic in the first place?
All right. Topic, guys.
Oh, review.
Your entrance review, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Since I'm the heavy...
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Nope. We gotta know.
Now what?
The topic is that we should look back at the decade of fandom and offer predictions for decade and what we should like, what we would like to see. That was our topic. We always had one, but we just skipped it.
I was aware of this. We're very unstructured this time around.
Whoops.
Well, anyway... Okay, so I'll start, okay? Okay, Trenton? Okay, Dre? Okay.
Yep.
Mainly you guys. Anyways, so what I think of what happened in this fandom, like, a few decades ago, I think. Something that really got me into fandom was it Renamon. That's when I started knowing the whole furry fandom thing. Yeah, Renamon and Konoha, I think. The two most I don't know, famous furry characters. And what I would like to see in the future fandom is Obama being a furry. I would laugh.
Obama furry?
I would laugh so much. Change! We can change into furries!
I actually have a story about that, but I'll say that later.
Alright, anyone else has something about this topic?
Well, I kind of just surfed the internet and found it. I mean, sure, Pokemon was a factor. I mean, I'm a Charmander after all, but, I mean, just going through the internet, you see things, you meet people, and you're like, oh, that's cool. And so, I actually joined not too long ago, and it's been a while now, actually, maybe about 7-8 months, but, yeah.
In your 7 or 8 months that you've been in the furry fandom, this is just a question that I want to ask. Have you enjoyed it? Have you enjoyed being in it?
Yeah, I have. It's been a really cool experience. I've met a lot of friends, and it's fun.
I guess I'll go next. For me, I've been a vet for about, like, 2-3 years now, and I was a veteran.
What war did you go to?
I was there for the furry wars, man. Anyway.
Whoa.
What the heck?
What was that?
Oh!
Earthquake!
Oh, Ellie has one as well.
Okay. So, me, my stepdad, I am paying attention.
You are?
Why not let him speak now?
What Cypher is trying to say is towards my Obama being a furry and change, we can be a furry thing. He was talking about he would be a hobo, and he would be, like, on the side of the road, change, sleep, change, he wouldn't have any change, change.
No, I'm not saying that pay attention to that. I mean, like, when people are typing and saying, like, yeah, let me go next, like, pay attention, please.
Oh, that. I thought you were talking about that. Like, sorry.
No, not the hobo thing.
That was just a joke.
Yeah.
All right, Melanie.
I am standing away from the computer. It's very hard for me to read from a very long distance. It's up to him. Blame Trent!
Stop pointing at me.
I am going to continue. Anyway. Yeah. my stepdad was the one that really planted the seed, I guess, in my brain cavity. Something had to be up there, I guess. Anyway, yeah, that's my story. I don't really want to go into the rest because it's really, yeah.
All right, Melanie, go.
Oh, yeah, gee, thanks. Nah, I'm just a ghost around here. Kidding. Basically, I have to thank one person who's actually got me to furry fandom, and he's actually part of FA, and I know he's probably going to be listening to this as soon as he gets on the podcast, and his name is Phazon. He actually introduced me about over a year ago, and that's pretty much all I really got to say.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, he's real cool. I gotta thank him for also the Beavis and Butthead part, because now I just... Ah! Don't ring me!
You're unprofessional.
You sound like Beavis. How the hell can a girl sound like Beavis?
We're professional in our own sense.
I just asked him about like what his input is on a topic.
Oh, yes. And he's typing, so we're waiting. We're waiting, we're waiting.
I could go while he's typing if you want.
Ooh, this incense.
Okay, go
there. Basically, just... I got into it because I was surfing the net a lot and hit random Google images. Thank you, Google. I liked the fandom and all because, like, number one, like, if you fuse, like, anime geekdom with it, it's pretty much me.
Hey, Craig's got something up
fine. I am still, like, undecisive about a lot of crap. Like, my species is like a hybrid now. I'm going to look like a blob soon enough. But I'm gonna be like every species into one. I'm gonna be like a DNA, like just a form of DNA that's just sitting there. You can transform into stuff. But yeah, anyway.
Shapeshifter.
Go ahead, Sai, you can.
Oh, okay. Well, Greg just wrote out that he got into the fandom because of Melanie and Phazon, and that this decade has been a big one for the fandom, but what he wants is to see furries get off 4chan to stop the hate.
Yes, that's what I want to see too. Yes, yes.
Okay. I still feel stupid, but what is 4chan again? Every time I ask, I always get told you don't want to ask. You don't want to know.
I really don't want to know. That's the thing.
I don't want to know. What's going on?
Yeah, 4chan. 4chan.
F-chan too.
Every image board says, Frag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't care what people write in there. I just go for the bronze.
Okay, 4chan has an image board.
I don't need any Chan sites. They're image boards.
Now 4chan is basically an image blog. That's all it is. It's just an image blog.
It's weird.
And the way people talk about it, I'm just going to assume that as...
It's just Troll Central.
Okay.
Pretty much.
You go in there, you're pretty much entering the Hobbit. The trolls. Yes.
Oh, God, no.
Down to Goblin Town.
As Prague said, people who go on 4chan are lonely bastards who love porn. They hate furry porn and 4chan and shun everyone who posts it.
And then there's Pedo Bear. No!
I went to 4chan when I was younger. It was actually fun because they actually have a lot of puns and jokes. They have a lot of good ones. Made me laugh, but nowadays it's just full of porn. There's nothing else about it. It's porn, 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 porn. Some kind of really grotesque picture. Porn, 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 porn.
Some corn porn.
Corn porn!
So,
you.
Oh, dear.
Believe me, somebody on this planet is turned on by that. Somebody turned on by anything in this planet.
Pretty much. So how I came to like the whole furry fandom is because of Dre. There was an incident with like my old house when me and my mom were living at this one place and we had to move out. We didn't have anywhere to go, so we ended up moving in with Dre's dad and girlfriend for a little while, and that's when he introduced me to the furry fandom. And turns out I had actually been a furry for a long time. I just didn't realize what it was.
Well, so, hey, Trent,
you're welcome.
Trent, pretty much, like, if you look back at our generation and look at how the cartoons were and all the Disney movies that they had, you pretty much are, like, formed into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, our generation is pretty much the biggest of, like, the biggest majority.
I can't remember what site, but they actually, did a poll on, like, how many members were at, like, this age or whatnot, and over 50% of the members on that website were, over 50% of it were, like, just in college and, like, under the age of 25.
Well, pretty much it's because we have massive amounts of people connecting to the nets, and when they're kids, they get, like, all these, like, furry, like, cartoon shows and, you know, like, Road Rovers and all that stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. It pretty much forms you into it. And Digimon and Pokemon started in my generation. So.
Pokemon!
For me, it's a game that started.
That was, like, awesome when I was a kid. That's all I used to talk about was Pokemon. I had, like, all the cards.
I did,
and then
too.
I burned them.
I burned them. All the art was awesome on those cards.
But I had, like, rare ones, too. And I was, like, stupid and burned all of them.
I still have my Pokemon Trainer, but unlike how I go to 7 million and something or odd level, whatever they're at, I'm stuck on my 252 limit, where there's Celebi, Chikorita, Cyndaquil, like, all that stuff. I don't go into... What? I'm hinting towards you. You're the one who has Platinum. Now, what about it? I don't know any of those Pokemon in the new series.
Well, Pokemon cards were actually really, really cool. My brother collects them. And I just like looking at the art on them. The art is always different, and it
starting to get a little bit redundant, though.
Well, there are a bunch of Pokemon, so how can they not really go redundant?
They've done like every single species. Now they got to like double up.
What was that one Pokemon that you mentioned that the only difference in its name was a D? There was one Pokemon that he was playing Platinum with, and he's like, "God, stupid!" And then he would say the name. And then he goes, "God, stupid!" And he ran to a different Pokemon, and it was exact. And the only difference between the names was a single D at the end of the name.
I cannot remember. I'll have to look that up.
Was it? It was.
Let's not. We need to get back on topic here. We're like straying so far away.
We're lost in the wilderness.
Don't walk in the tall grass.
Don't look at me like that.
We're all looking at you like that.
Why would you mention RuneScape in the podcast?
RuneScape.
Seriously, I said we're
why?
Wilderness, and he goes,
"All I could think
RuneScape.
Of was RuneScape." I'm sorry.
Yep.
RuneScape. Why?
Just walk around and...
Why?
Okay.
Oh no, it's a rat.
Bonk. Hey, blocky Bonk. Man, go chop down that tree.
Okay, so Melanie would like to say something?
Nah, that's all right. You guys are already off the topic anyway.
We can revert back. Everybody, revert.
Okay, guys.
Why now? We're like off the topic.
We are?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're off the dang card Pokemon. Look, I have like over 1,000 cards of those things. What happened to them? My ex-boyfriend decided to get rid of them all stupidly. I had a really rare card, too. Really beautiful card. And what did he do? He got rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it sucks. It was a very beautiful card. Damn it.
I remember having this super rare card, and then my mom's ex-boyfriend took it from me, sold it on eBay.
It was a Japanese card.
Yeah, it was. It was like Team Rocket's Mewtwo or something.
Oh, man. I would have...
I was like... Like, yeah, I got a Team Rocket Mewtwo, and it's super shiny. I loved it, and then my mom's ex was like, "Give me it." I saw on eBay, he sold it for like about $300 apparently.
Holy crap!
$300.
It was in the middle of the whole Pokemon, like, card super thing.
Whatever. Yeah, Charizard. The original Charizard card, apparently, if you were going to a card shop in Canada, Canadian money, that would be $120 right there.
What about the Charmander card?
I got
the Charizard card. What about that Charmander card? Come on. Give the Brie Evolvation some love.
What was the card? What was the card that was... what was it? Not a Growlithe.
I remember what you did with it.
Oh, yeah! Ha-ha! Let's not talk about that ever again.
Yes, if...
I'm not going to talk about it,
but people, if you were to know what he did with that Charizard card, you would want to slap him.
Nothing
Oh, now there's a good question. I've always wondered what was up with a flying Pikachu. What made it different than a normal Pikachu?
It just was super rare. I actually had one. That was one of the ones I burned.
Wasn't there like the surfing Pikachu too?
Yes.
Yeah. I had the flying Pikachu, the surfing Pikachu, the first edition Blastoise, Charizard. I had all that stuff.
Wow. And, like, were they the special shiny ones? What were they called? Where like you turn them and it's all
It's the holofoil ones.
Ah, yes, holographic.
The thing is that every time a new set would come out, I'd buy a box. You know, the box with like all the little booster packs in it.
Yeah,
that's how I'd get all the cards.
Holy crap!
So I had about 4,000 cards. It was like a huge shoebox just full of them.
So, back to topic square one, which
is
the idea of, oh yeah, now I remember! Wait, what was the topic? I don't even know. I had...
Think.
Oh yeah, there was a refuse next, wasn't there? Because we had a random set right there. There was a refuse next, wasn't there?
Yes.
You want to start? Back to the topic.
Yeah, so... Whenever the randomness offset is done, we'll
go back to it eventually.
Well, when it's done?
Well, we'll go back to it eventually.
Well, let's just tell the DJ to rewind the tape. Time warp. Hi, and welcome to the podcast.
Shoot, no.
Too far.
And welcome to the podcast.
It's like Arcanine, isn't it? The form of Growlithe.
That's the card that I love.
Growlithe, whatever you want to call it, is Arcanine. The puppy!
Alright, shall we move on? Or, supposed to be...
That was a very card to go. That's all. I always thought that Arcanine had won all the card battles. I mean, I actually used to play the game. My brother just collected them. Look at the art, and I like the art too. But I just started playing it, and I just thought Arcanine was the best card ever.
I know, but I had a rare one. It had flowers all over it. It made it look like a girl one, and it was cute. And okay, I'm gonna slide down now.
Oh, is that like Sakura's Arcanine or whatever that special trainer was? Because
It was a regular, really cool, rare card.
Awesome! It had flowers around it. I've never seen that one.
It looked like a girl one. It was so pretty.
Arcanine. They have a gay Pokemon now.
Oh.
It's like the boy and the girl symbol both on the same thing. This is a transvestite Pokemon. How is it possible?
Oh my god.
What's his name? Frickin' Bergerstein. I'm a sweet transvestite. Rocky Horror Picture Show reference.
Welcome to Little Shop of Horrors.
What's this? What's this in the back?
Is he fucking?
What's the Arcanine's attack? Touch me.
Touch it, touch it, touch me. I want to get
Shall we try to get back on topic? We are on a time limit.
Oh no, when am I going to run out of breath? I got to go back up to the water. The top of the water.
When are we going to run out of breath?
Oh, video games.
Anyway, let's move on, shall we? We're clear.
Okay, when y'all go off topic, joking.
Review.
Moving on.
Oh yes, the game review.
Yes, I shall start. I haven't decided which one I want to review on. I got so many.
You played so many.
I know.
Over these near 6 months, he has played a lot.
You get on every tangent. It's like Borderlands. You stayed on, this game is awesome, I'm not going to quit. Next thing, Mass Effect. I was like,
I stopped playing because you stopped playing, honey.
And you stopped playing Cloud9. I spent money on that game. Come on.
It's still installed on my computer.
When was the last time you touched and played the game?
When was the last time
you... I mean, you... you beat Mass Effect once, and then you like downloaded someone else's save data, and you played it again and played it again on the evil side. Now you're playing it on the neutral side. That's a bit much.
Yeah, I know.
That is a lot. It's like going through the game every single class.
You play the game
every single time.
Nowhere is Canadian. I mean, yeah.
He beat Dragon
Age
twice. How can you beat Dragon Age twice?
Wow. Isn't that like a really long game I've never played ever?
He beat Dragon Age twice. He had like, he beat Borderlands like three times. He even beat the expansion.
Borderlands was getting boring.
I still haven't beaten it.
I mean, you beat the expansions and now you're on Mass Effect. You beat like three long, long games within like a couple months.
I know. Oh, it gets better.
Well, no, within a week. Within 3 days, I beat them.
Oh, man.
It gets even better. He goes out, buys Silent Hill Shattered Memories for the PSP.
Two days
later, like 24 hours, under 45 hours.
45. Under 24 hours, I beat the game.
Ooh. Yes, he beats the game. Just like that.
Dre, do you even play your DS anymore?
Yeah. Now and then, when he's bored.
No.
Oh my man.
Isn't that game creepy? Silent Hill?
It's my travel game.
Yeah, I played all game. Of them.
Yes,
I played all of them.
Silent Hill Shattered Memories scares me. But then again,
Silent
it's
Hill
not the...
4.
It's not the, oh my god, these monsters are scaring me. It's, oh my god, I don't want to get killed. Run! Why aren't you running? It's like...
Well...
Anyway, my review...
Yes, his reviews. Sorry, we got a little off topic. Sort of, not really.
It's a lot of game.
Yes.
That's what we get past here.
Okay, your reviews now.
Yes. Well, let's see. Where should I start? Well, first was not Borderlands. And I will admit, it wasn't that bad of a game. But once you hit max level, which will come really quickly.
If you're on online.
Well, pretty much if you finish the second playthrough, you're going to be, like, level 50 before you even finish the second playthrough. But, yeah, after that, it's really boring, even if you play online. Don't ever start off online, because everybody will go around and do all your crap. You'll never get any good weapons, because everybody will be taking them from out of... under your nose.
And also, if you're a good hacker like me, you can just use a, you can use that little app thing to like make your own modded weapons that do 97,000 damage times 10.
Your Iridian stick.
Yeah, the boom stick is like.
Yeah, I have one of those Iridian sticks, and I like shoot one missile, and it turns to like 100. So it's like boom.
Here comes the cluster.
Wow.
I'll get it for you, Frag. I gotta find it again.
Okay. So what would you rate Borderlands anyway?
Borderlands, I'm gonna give it a 7.
Yay!
It boasts online play, but once that's done, you're gonna be bored. Simply bored. You're just gonna go.
I personally find online play very, very frustrating. It's hard to get together with like the people that you want to get together with because
that's it.
Create a server for yourself. It's weird.
Well, Dre, the thing is, though, you can be as high level as you want and then play Mad Moxie and still not even get nowhere.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Mad Moxie was unbelievably hard, even with modded weapons.
Exactly. You have to have a team with you, and even then, it's superbly difficult.
And like, I even...
It's with it, too. If once you beat it, you might lose all your weapons in your inventory.
I even modded my account. I had like a level 50 from the start of the game with all my skills all the way up. And I had the strongest shield in the game, and I even had like modded weapons at the beginning of the game, and I still couldn't beat freaking Mad Moxie by myself.
I think they just made it to make the person lose. I don't know.
Pretty much. I tried to shoot Mad Moxie, because I got tired of her, but my guns aren't strong enough to break the barrier.
You know what? Borderlands, I myself would rate about 5 out of 10.
No. I'm being generous and giving it a 7 because I really did have a lot of fun with the game when I was like low level.
You see, don't get me wrong, I like Borderlands. It's fun to play, but one thing, I don't know if they fix it now, but to play online, you gotta open some ports. You gotta do that, and two, you gotta make your own account on GameSpy. Three,
yeah, really mostly only played that game on single player. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10 for single player, but for some things it'd just be a lot easier with more than one person, and that's the way it was meant to be played.
Yeah.
And three is the fact that online, if one person tried to move out of the stage, everyone moves. There's no voting system at all.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he would have to give it a 9.5 out of 10 because it was his favorite game of last year. So that's his review.
And then any other games, Dre?
I got a bunch, but let's go. And
Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, everybody loves Team Fortress 2.
I played it.
I'll admit that was a good game.
What?
Free based games, because I know there's a couple people out there who want to stick with that sort of thing, and I'm going to suggest Cloud9, because surprisingly enough, for a Korean, I guess, sort of a crying fest.
Grind.
Yeah, is actually quite a fun game if you.
It's actually Holic 2, but they just changed the name. And I'm still kind of mad at them because I have a level 48 monk, and then it had a +7 weapon. I blew $80 on the game, and they just killed my account by getting rid of the game. So, yeah, it left a sour taste in my mouth, but I still play Cloud9.
Yeah, I think you'll be... The graphics are actually kind of nice for a free MMO.
It's kind of like Fly.
Yeah, I think most people will enjoy it if they give it a chance. I mean, it's still in beta mode, and it's a little bit buggy, but I'm pretty sure they're gonna clean that all up, and it's gonna look nice. It's a game I say give a chance, and I'm gonna do one more, and that's a game to look out for when it comes out in a couple years, and that is Blade and Soul. I am, like, fascinated with this game. I seriously want to get it.
Learn Korean.
Well, when it comes out in
English, never.
Give it about 2 years.
Well, that's when the Korean release is.
That's all.
Hey, Zeth, if he ever learns Korean, he'll start playing StarCraft. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm Korean, but, you know, the thing is that I just... Like, there's a couple games I want to play, but I don't speak fluent enough to play them. Like, Continent of the Ninth. Oh, I want to play that game. But, no chance of me getting it, because a lot of the games that you get on Korean, you have to have a Korean social security number to even play it. So.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they're really avid about that one.
Well, for Japanese games, there's a Japanese shooter game called Paper Man. Mm-hmm. I really want to play that game because it's really awesome. First of all, there's furries in it. Mm-hmm. And two, it's like you're a paper, so when you look sideways, you're really thin, it's hard to hit.
Like Paper Mario!
Yeah, something like that.
But with
shooting
guns!
At each other. Yeah, with guns. It was
and they must be
game.
Very accurate to hit paper.
That's how
it is. It's a Japanese game, and they made it so that American players or people from somewhere else other than Japan can't play it.
And then if they punch you, you get paper cuts. Ooh.
As I was saying,
instead of knives, they have cutters.
Ouch, that would rip right through you. Oh.
And all of that, for bombs, they have this just air bombs just fly you up in the air.
And then a bird flies by. No!
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Wouldn't it take you forever to reach the ground, though? Because you'd just flutter down, you'd be like...
Actually, you're not fluttering, you're spinning around to the ground.
Don't
like,
think
you yourself, like, the camera, that if you get blown up, you just fly up in the air a little bit. But when you look at someone that's been blown up, you just see them spinning around like crazy.
Huh. So you need, like, one of those helicopter things, where if you fold it just right and you let it go in the air, it goes... Fluff, 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 fluff.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they should make a paper Left 4 Dead. The what? Tank crumples you up. Make a paper Left 4 Dead. The tank grabs you and crumples you up and throws you in the trash.
And what, your teammate has to go to the garbage can, just, I don't know, just iron you to make you flat again?
Yeah, Lewis or Zoe or, like, whatever person from Left 4 Dead 1 or 2 has to go in and save you and flatten you back out.
Game review about Left 4 Dead 2. What do you guys think of it? If you guys play,
I play Left 4 Dead 2, and on impossible mode, it is impossible.
Yeah, expert realism mode. Boy.
Oh.
Well, I didn't find it that hard myself, but I would. What would you rate Left 4 Dead 2?
Left 4 Dead 2, I'd give it like a probably 7.5 out of 10.
I'd give it a 9 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. Really,
most of the Left 4 Dead series is kind of short, though.
Short, but it's very fun and has a lot of replay value.
It does.
Especially with good friends.
Oh, yeah. But except some people, you just don't want to play with because, yeah.
Frag gives it a 9 out of 10 for replayability, which I agree. I agree, Frag.
Oh, you do? Cool.
I agree with Frag, you know, 9 out of 10 for playability. Like, replayability. Because it is fun online, especially.
Yeah, and also another part I like about Left 4 Dead 2 is when you shoot zombies, parts of their body actually falls off. It's quite fun.
A bunch of zombie killing stuff. Goodness.
Okay, you can stop doing that.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm just watching Trent pop all the bones in his body, and it's just like...
He popped them? Ow! Can you put on my chair? Can it connect again?
He booted me on my chair, so I was cracking my body while I didn't interrupt anybody.
Cracking your body? How does that work?
You basically
pop
crack
all
your...
the bones in his body, pretty much?
Yeah, I was cracking my back and everything like that.
Ow!
Anyway, as I was saying about Blade and Soul, once it comes out, it's made by the same guys who did Aeon, so it's definitely going to be in English at some point. It's game to watch, it's beautiful, it's got some very unique gameplay aspects that I think everybody's going to like. But I suggest checking it out. That's my review there. Movie review time for Trent.
Yay!
If only I had a theme like off of video games or K-Top 10. It's Leta time, it's movie time, it's movie... Shut up now.
Yeah, please do.
It's a Canadian show, so probably no Americans will know of it. Movie review. I've been debating about... I've seen a lot of movies. Some not so new, some fairly new, like Avatar and 9. I'm thinking about doing a review on 9, and Dre had watched it with me, so... I'm pretty sure if I can't fill in anything too much, if I can't fill anything in on what I think about it or my ideas, I'd be able to help
me. I think we have conflicting opinions on that movie, anyway.
Depending. It was done by the animations.
The animations itself.
Yes, you know, you can tell he had his hand in it.
Yeah, his warped little mind.
Oh, but it was beautiful, though. The graphics to it were very good. I like the way that the overall animation gave, like, the characters who are all made of cloth and that. They're all basically ragdolls. They gave it a really good, you got a really good sense of emotion from them just by their facial expressions. And
the robots.
The robots were good. The storyline. Storyline, I would say, is... It was a new idea to it. I haven't actually seen anything.
What do you mean,
like
new idea?
As in, new idea where I don't want to spoil it for people to say about too much about it.
What's the idea? You don't have to do that without spoiling the ending.
Come on.
I don't think you've seen maybe where a person actually did that for the story.
Alright, anyway, since this is going nowhere, let's wrap this up because it's almost getting to the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to wrap this up by mentioning Melanie's webcomic in her account. So, Melanie, go ahead.
No, it's not really a webcomic. It's more like a fan comic. It's just about, like, well, I'm trying to strong that, okay? I'm more a fan. I don't like Homestar all that much. He can be my line for all I care, which actually I made a comic about that because my friend Alexis requested it, which is real funny. I got, like, all the way up to, almost 40 now. So, yeah, I got, like, 36, 37 up. And it's gonna stay clean. But, yes, I do prawns because Susanna told me to. she told me to do prawns of SB. Oh, my God. And I'm doing it. I feel so bad now. Bash his head against keyboard.
Hey, Melanie, you know what you should have done?
What?
You should have made like a 48-page comic about Strong Sad sitting there. I'm doing nothing.
I'm not doing anything.
I don't like food anymore.
I started playing this board game with this other board game, and I didn't want to stop playing because I was having so much fun playing this board game.
You're really good at Time Magazine, the game.
Aiden. Oh my god. Nerd. Oh god.
So that's actually at a guy named Mark's house. Four, yes, like four couches on the site.
That plant right there is a prime example. Where the turtle.
Oh, right, wants to end. Forward wants to end it!
Not like I want to, it's just it's too long!
I know, I'm sorry!
Let's stab it in the head and end it. Come on.
Stab it!
It's the experience.
So thank you for listening.
For so long,
we're gonna
do a 2-hour one, why not?
People talk!
Trouble focusing. Touché. Maybe if we put snazzy music in the background.
We need to start doing that.
Oh yeah, no, it didn't.
We'll talk about it after we're done. We'll talk about it after we're done, guys.
Maybe.
All
right? Yes.
Okay.
All right.
If all the viewers last this long into it, give us some like suggestions. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, we can listen all the way. Just give us a suggestion.
You think I should rate?
We'll talk about anything you guys want to.
I'll reach 9 out of 10.
We need suggestions. Seriously.
Rating on the movie anyway.
Give a suggestion.
The 9 out of 10 was a joke, though. The idea to it was pretty good, new concept and everything for those who have.
Okay, they're still going on about it. Anyways, so we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you for listening.
Wow, just both. Awesome. Just slap him in the face. Why don't?
And I think we should end it.
End it.
Let's let Trent have it until like 60 minutes, so he can at least like finish it up.
Just give him. Let him have a rating in there. I already forget where I was anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Just give him.
You give him a rating. I can't remember what I was telling you talking about.
For me, the story went too fast. I didn't know what was going on at some point, so I am going to give it a 5.
A 5? Alrighty.
For a Tim Burton movie, I never thought I would say it, but yeah.
Trent, there's no cats in this conversation, so no scratching the movie review.
No, it's like the idea of it just go.
I don't know.
Alright.
Oh.
Are
okay,
we done?
Let's finish this.
I'm done.
Yes, we're done.
Alright. Thank you for listening to the free podcast.
The next one will be better organized, I promise people. Hopefully, because
we
actually need fully written out and not just little point forms.
Yeah.
Wait, is it over?
Okay, let's wrap them up with.
We're starting it up again.
Yeah.
Is it over?
We're gonna wrap it up with and exit the car in an orderly fashion. Thank you.
No,
but yeah,
and enjoy the rest of your day.
We'll have a better one next week, hopefully. But this is just gonna say, hey, we're back.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? What's funnier than furries?
Non-furries.
Oh, that's a horrible sign off.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.